Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Morning on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the 1620 The Zone app. Here's Jimmy Allen and Rob Love.
Come on, Deese. Deese Nuts.
Boom explosion. Overpowering. That was my jam. That's one of the best songs to have in your rotation when you're working out.
Yes.
I don't care how tired you are. You're about
where's he going? Out
20 push-ups right now, aren't you?
I was gonna let you go. I'm like, hey, welcome,
man. LL, shouts out to you.
You're about to witness the power of street knowledge, folks. Yes. Jimmy Allen, in for Gary Sharp, Rob Love, dropping the mic, and in for Damon Benning this morning. It's a dance party on YouTube. Make sure you check us out on the stream. Welcome, Ben. Second hour, Sharp and Benning in the morning. Chance Oliver playing nothing but the hits. Yeah. Nothing but the hits. We're talking more football, folks. It is football season. Let's get into it. We're going to take a look into the future. We're going to do an experiment here. USC and UCLA have obviously joined the Big Ten. We're going to bring in a couple more teams, hypothetically as well, because obviously conference realignment isn't going anywhere and probably not even close to being done. For experimental sakes, we're going to add Washington and Oregon because obviously there was the discussion that they asked to join the Big Ten and said, whoa. The next lifeboat will be back in a minute. let us send one to South Bend, Indiana. And for experimental purposes, we're also going to add Notre Dame and Boston College to the equation. To get the Big Ten to 20 teams, and if they were to split those up into pods, what does that look like? So essentially, we're going to take the Big Ten and make it the AFC. We're going to break it down into 14 pods and call that what now is referred to as a division. Instead of having eight to 10 teams, they're going to have four. Did you name your divisions?
A, B, C, and D.
Okay, because I started because I was going to name them geographically. And then I couldn't really think of what to call whatever would be
you
in the middle.
You said we are adding Notre Dame and Boston College?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, because I originally said Stanford, and then I realized that would unbalance the West Coast.
That would give
us
16 teams?
Well, it's 20. Because there's 16 teams with USC and UCLA, and then you add Washington, Oregon, Boston College, Notre Dame. Sorry, I know I changed it up. Did I screw you up?
You're good.
Okay. I did do it geographically. I just named them groups 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
I'm going to start this off. Group one, I just put all the teams on the West Coast. I did Oregon, Washington, USC, and UCLA, because obviously I think that makes the most sense, right? And then I don't think I realized how far away LA is from Pullman, Washington. It's 1,112.9 miles or an 18.5-hour car ride right now.
Yeah.
People made such a big deal about LA to New Jersey, and yeah, that's about double the distance. But that's still a long travel for USC anytime they got to go up and play Washington.
Yeah.
The shortest distance, obviously, being USC to UCLA. That's only their campus is only 12 miles away. Some people don't realize that. They are in LA, and LA being as big as it is, it's still relatively close. But Eugene to Pullman is still a 7.5-hour car ride, 458.3 miles, but still plane rides not nearly as far if you keep those four schools together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you ended up doing with your first group as well?
Hey, I'm a regional guy as well.
Okay.
So I did. I had USC, UCLA, Washington, Oregon. And then from there, I guess you need one more.
So we're doing four teams, five groups.
Four teams, five
groups.
Not
five, okay. And four. Sorry.
All right. So then, that would be my West Coast pod, right?
So
there,
I just kind of moved left to right across the map, right?
Yeah, me too.
And group two would get you Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin. The furthest trip would be Lincoln to Madison, which is 7 hours and 22 minutes in a car, 473.9 miles. Works out best for Wisconsin from a travel standpoint. Only 268.5 miles to Minneapolis from Madison. Just 250.74 miles away from Iowa City. The difference in those two trips is just 13 minutes. If you're talking when they have to play Group 1, 1,970 miles to L.A. and 925 miles from Piscataway. So almost the most centralized between left and right coast.
Yeah. That's yeah, that's good centralization. Easy logistics.
Group three and four are interesting because I think some people may look at it as the weakest division versus the strongest division. I have Northwestern, Purdue, Indiana, Illinois for group three.
Okay.
The furthest trip is Evanston to Bloomington, which is only 240 miles or a 4-hour, 10-minute car ride. Northwestern and Illinois are in the same state, but they're actually closer to their cross-state counterparts. They're 2 hours and 34 minutes from Evanston to Champaign and just 2 hours and 27 minutes from West Lafayette to Champaign. From West Lafayette to Chicago. So, to me, you're looking at a 4-hour car ride at least three times a year if you're playing all away games there.
That's you
don't
the
need
key.
You don't need to throw things at
yeah, me. I'm sorry. make it so that the fans within the divisions can travel by car. Yes.
Because
that
right
is
now,
the key to me.
And if you're going to keep the Big Ten together, I think that's – I put air quotes up for those not watching on the stream.
Well, a lot of these Big Ten, they don't play games at night.
But and there's so much made about Lincoln to Piscataway or L.A. to Piscataway that, okay, if you do that once every 6 years,
okay,
probably not a big deal.
Right, not a huge deal, right.
Group four is where it gets fun, though, because this is Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, Notre Dame. We've seen the Big Ten try to take away the Michigan-Ohio State game to some degree when they did Leaders and Legends, right? And obviously, they hated that, so that's not happening again. But if you throw Notre Dame into that mix, yeah, it's the four biggest brands right now, or the three biggest brands plus Notre Dame. But it's also two of Notre Dame's biggest rivals. Oh, and by the way, you get Notre Dame-Ohio State every single year.
Notre Dame, in Notre Dame's pod, I have Notre Dame, Michigan, same thing, Michigan State, Ohio State. Notre Dame has history with all three of them schools.
More Michigan, Michigan State.
True, but you can find, hard enough, you know what I mean? You can find some Notre Dame, Ohio State, you know, footage. It blows my mind.
Well, and on top, happen more often? Notre Dame, Ohio State doesn't happen more often. Is that what you're going
to
say?
I would love for it to happen more often.
I'm going to double down on that because the craziest part is it would be the furthest trip in this group. It's only 251 miles. It's less than a 4-hour car
ride.
Get on
a bus. Yeah.
And just for anybody that hasn't been up to East Lansing or Ann Arbor, it's a 47-minute car ride. They're less than an hour away from each other. So
they're a rock.
That group would be the most fun. But regionally and distance-wise, it makes the most sense as well. And then Group 5 is where it gets a little bit interesting because you do add Boston College into the mix, but it makes sense with the teams that would be in this group with Penn State, Rutgers, Maryland, and then you add Boston College.
Same thing I have, yep.
Perfect, okay. It's a 6-hour, 56-minute drive or a 433.4-mile drive from State College to Chestnut, Massachusetts, where Boston College is. It's just on the other side of Boston. And then 6 hours and 59 minutes from Boston College to Maryland. 4 hours and 6 minutes from Boston College to Rutgers. I really think there would be a market that remembers the Tuesday games and that 2007 season specifically where you got Rutgers versus Boston College.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, if you're going to have this West Coast tingency and this East Coast tingency and then the middle of the Big Ten, you have to make it make sense for them. And if it's a matter of you can absolutely get Penn State versus USC, but you're only going to see it twice in 6 years. It's not out of the that's nothing different than the way college football is right now, where you can schedule a home and home with somebody in the Pac-12 anyway. It keeps college football the same, but makes it new and exciting at the same time.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, right? College sports are about rivalries.
Yeah, more than anything.
That's,
and you can't lose that.
That is the lifeblood of bragging rights and why people get so invested in college sports.
You hear "we" more than us when it's referred to college sports versus pro sports, and that's why, because you do have the rivalry with your neighbor,
and you have a lot. It's college sports where you hear people say, "Yeah, take their names off the back of the jerseys. We don't care."
Right,
right. It doesn't matter.
You have certain schools that's their policy.
That's their policy.
Penn State.
So, It is most important. I love all of the pods you created. I was pretty much – maybe there was an exception of one or two teams, but once again, it's just a
pulling
matter
strings,
of – Yeah, it's just a matter
going
of
going left to right
miles.
Versus top to bottom. Right.
Well, the hardest one for me is Purdue and Indiana – Bloomington.
Yeah.
West Lafayette and Bloomington. I think West Lafayette is Western Indiana or close to the West, and Bloomington is close to the east of the border of Indiana. So,
you basically flipped
I split
those two.
It gotcha. Down the okay. middle. Yeah, I mean, so but yeah, no, you have to keep the fans, like you said, interested. Make it that close regionality, you know, proximity. So that it comes off as like a real rivalry every week in your own division.
And the cool thing with a 20 system pods, and I think it's going to be more than this, but I think we get to this before we get the finality of it,
right.
Is you leave three games in conference, or sorry, three games in your pod, four games in another pod, a crossover with the SEC, and then you could still have the non-conference in the way that we still know it today. And you change college football completely, but at its essence, you keep it exactly the same.
Pretty much. I mean, it is going towards more of a pro model. And by necessity, you kind of have to do that.
It's very weird that they want to completely mirror the most successful pro organization.
Why would you
want to
do that?
In this country, yeah.
But no, I let me ask you, the one concern I have is that pod with all the legendary schools, Notre Dame, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, it would only make sense to do that, like we said, because of proximity and regional pairing. Do you really believe that they would allow one division to have all four of those teams?
Here's why that's not their problem, though.
Okay.
Be better. It's not our fault we're better than
true.
You. And,
I agree.
And if it's, well, we really want the Ohio State contingency to come to our campus, you get them. You get them once every 3 years.
Right.
Which in some cases.
You'll get them, yeah.
Which is, in some,
get your turn.
In some cases, is more often than it happens right now anyway.
True. That's true.
So, hey, we're going to go to the phone calls. Phone calls, welcome to 402-951-1620. We go to random Mike. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Hey, did you guys happen to hear Brendan yesterday on Sports Nightly, what he had to say?
I was reading through it, but I'm not sure exactly what you're referencing.
Oh, really? What did you read?
Are you referring to the conference expansion stuff, or are you talking about the stadiums?
What Brendan Stye, what he had to say about, well, it was, first of all, about Noelle, the player that got suspended for the year.
Nerlens Noelle, yeah. I did not see that.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Do you know why he got suspended for a year?
I believe he failed a drug test.
Yeah. Has that ever happened before, a Nebraska player being suspended for a year?
A whole year? I don't know about a whole year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he said that he talked to the kid, and he said, what did you do? you knucklehead? And Noelle, is that his name, Noelle?
Noelle's Noelle.
He said, and he was talking about the old line, you know, and how important the old line is, and that we lost our two best players, you know, one in the second round, and Noelle, and what'd you do, you knucklehead? And he said, Coach Stye, I didn't do anything. I just had a high testosterone, and I didn't do anything. And he said, and Stye said he believed the kid. He's a great kid, and he believed him. And if he didn't do anything, it was just because he happened to have high testosterone. And apparently, that was it.
Yeah, it got registered as a performance enhancement, I believe. I didn't want to speak out of turn there because I think when some people heard failed drug test, they assumed it was like
street drugs,
not PEDs, but.
Yeah, I assumed it was PD, but if it was just a high level, I don't know if you guys have ever had your test. In my own case, and I think I'm an older guy and I'm taking some medication, my testosterone is extremely high, but I'm not taking any illegal.
But it could also, along with the high testosterone, you got creatine levels, there are protein levels. There's other stuff in the blood work that they check as well. In the UAs that go along with those numbers that also lead them to
exactly.
The assumption.
But Stye, do you know much about him? He's a really smart guy.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And,
PhD, isn't he?
And high.
Or that's Zatica. That's Dr. Zatica.
Yeah, yeah. High football IQ also.
Yeah.
Yeah, and played at the highest levels. And he's one of our all-time great linemen, right? And played at
Pipeline.
The highest level.
Yeah.
I'm not here to accuse anyone of anything, but I find it very hard to believe that they make that accusation without multiple tests and proof.
Solid, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I was just wondering, but if it's, you know, some people just, if there is an innocent explanation, and Stein apparently really thinks so, you wonder about the appeal process, and that particularly when you have the toughest penalty ever. So that's one thing I was wondering about.
I was really surprised it was a year, Mike. I think that's what you're getting at here, and I'm with you. I mean, I don't know how you don't get through fall camp and maybe retest him.
Yeah, particularly the facts of that particular situation. But the other thing was, there was a spring game. I don't know if you guys listened during the spring football game to the radio broadcast. Well, Stey, it was a few years ago, and it might have been Martinez's freshman year. But Stey was, I guess Matt Davidson wasn't available. And Stey did the broadcast, you know, with Greg Sharp. Did
right.
You remember that?
Yeah, I think Matt's, one of Matt's family members were getting married, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and I thought Stey, as the analyst, was better than anybody I'd ever heard in terms of telling you exactly what was going on that made the play successful or unsuccessful. And I know part of it was being an old lineman, but he could say exactly why the blocky scheme or who missed the block or made a great block in real-time situation. I just thought he was the best I'd ever heard. I just wondered if you guys remember that or have that. Yeah.
I only got to catch a little bit of that game because on the radio because I was actually in the stadium doing some work for a different company, but – no, I agree. I think he breaks down football really well. Mike, we appreciate the phone call, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mike.
We're going to go to Frank. Frank wants to talk about Ohio. Is this Frank in Ohio? Is this Frank Solich? Are you on the line with us this morning?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and start off by saying what's up by quoting one of the greatest pro wrestlers of all time. Hello, ladies.
Morning, Chuck. How are you?
Hey, guys. So, first of all, I want to talk about how you guys were just talking about the lineman that got suspended for a year.
Yes.
Nebraska needs more of those. You know, back when we were winning championships, we had guys jumping off balconies and
oh, you're going to the dark stuff there, Chuck.
I had to call in and give Jimmy some crap this morning. I was expecting Sauter to be here, too. I wanted to give him some crap, so... I'm just calling in to troll, guys. I really appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks, Chuck.
He's still going to be here. Your counterpart is in the later hours this morning at 8:30. So,
well, make sure you call him soft for me.
We're gonna ask him how much he's reconsidered having
soft serve.
Having a new co-host on the wrestling show.
it's very possible.
Hey, buddy, have a good day. We appreciate
Thanks,
the phone
Chuck.
Call. I got to give him credit for Frank in Ohio. That's I had no idea that's who that was.
It's Frank Solich?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to call in and talk about Nebraska firing me and how I thought it was wrong. That's the phone call we need.
For starters.
Bo Pelini has done Busting with the Boys and a bunch of podcasts post his career. I mean, obviously, he didn't have the hottest takes on the athletic director at Nebraska while he was here anyway. That's what I want. And Frank will never do it, but Frank, tell us how you really feel about Steve Peters. That's what Nebraska fans need in their lives.
Could there be a book in his future?
10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, he's such a class act, I highly doubt that's that true. Happens. I mean, it's also not like he went somewhere and fell on his face. Kind of like Bo did going back to LSU. He just went to Ohio and they built a statue of him. No big deal. So, I mean, when that happens, you kind of get to just ride off on your horse into the sunset. And when you go to LSU and it's more embarrassing than you were there the first time, you just kind of get an egg on your face.
Yeah, yeah. I applaud Frank, though, for not feeling like he had to go to, like, a Power 5 conference or a Power 5 team.
Because he probably got offers after he got Ohio.
Yeah, yeah, it may not have been the most glamorous of Power 5 schools, but he probably had offers. And he's like, no, I'm going to turn the Ohio Bobcats into the winningest MAC. Are they in the MAC?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not winningest MAC team, but, you know.
For a couple years.
For a couple years they were.
I think you could call him the bar. I think he set the bar in the MAC.
He did. Winningest coach in Ohio University history.
Yes.
Got a statue outside the stadium already.
Right.
Hats off to you, Frank.
And even how things ended, would still come back and do visuals on the video board.
Absolutely.
And congratulate him on the
always part of the family.
300 sellout. Got a tremendous reaction at that game, by the way.
Yeah.
When I heard he was retiring from Ohio, and granted, Frank's not a spring chicken anymore, but I really thought there was a, hey, how do we get you back into the front office at this university kind of discussion? And maybe somehow, maybe it did happen.
As an advisor or something.
Yeah, but Trev has the utmost respect for Frank. And right. I thought that might be somebody he reached out to with, hey, I'm taking this bigger job. I know there's a lot of people in this state and in the city that thought maybe that job was too big for Trev Alberts.
Hmm.
And which is mind blowing to me, and because if you look at if you just drive, but
transform the university.
If you just drive by 63rd and Center right now, and you
that is Trev's work,
and you still have that mindset, I don't know what you're paying attention to. You can say whatever you want about him cutting programs, and maybe it was the wrong thing to do at that time, but it worked out for the university.
The bigger picture.
Yeah, and his ability to raise money, which is, I think, never mind the fact that I think he's fantastic at the job.
Right.
But his ability to raise money is a lot of the reason he got that job because of the projects that are going around that stadium. And he was absolutely, like, and I know they probably got down the list on mm-hmm. the guys they quote-unquote wanted. I think it's going to probably be 5-6 years down the road before we realize how lucky we are that he fell into the lap at the university.
Absolutely.
He was never turning the job down. That was never going to happen. But I think when you're talking about what this university, not even just the football program, but the university as a whole needed in an athletic director, I don't know if they could have got anybody better.
No, he was the right person at the right time, I feel. For UNO and UNL.
Yeah, I mean
thank God. Trev.
In Trev we trust, folks. Back to, you know, I want to get back to the pods and stuff when we come back. Right. We got into a lot of stuff we could have unpacked there. It's 7:25 on a Friday morning on Sharpen the Betting. Sharpen Betting in the morning. Jimmy Allen in for Gary. Rob Love in for Damon. We're going to break down more pods, more Big Ten stuff when we come back here on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.